KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chaleos, and today for Jeff Kaplan, it's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 73 degrees. KSL's top story. A much calmer situation at Granger High School now, hours after the Granite School District says an argument involving a gel pellet gun left three students with minor injuries and two other students in police custody. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera, who is outside the school with details. Eric?
Maria, it was a Granite police officer on site that saw it all unfold and noticed a suspicious vehicle circling the high school parking lot at the first lunch break around 11:45. That car then approached three students around the south entrance of the lot, and that's when two suspects got out of the vehicle and shot them with what police say was an Orbeez pellet gun. One student was hit in the neck, another on the shoulder and the back, leaving minor welts on their skin. Police say those suspects attempted to flee but were apprehended by Granite PD off campus. The three students with minor injuries refused medical treatment. The two student suspects whose school they attend is unknown at this time will face serious administrative correction action and they attend and criminal charges, according to Granite Police. When I spoke with students leaving for lunch, what happened, the majority didn't even know that it happened, with one student telling me he saw it and confirmed that it was, in fact, just an Orbeez pellet gun. Reporting outside Granger High, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The school did not go into lockdown after all this went down in the parking lot, and the school district is defending that decision. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe continues our live team coverage. Amy?
Maria, Granite School District spokesperson Ben Horsley says they knew immediately that there was no danger to students or the public.
If, in fact, we knew whether an actual weapon was involved, perhaps a shelter-in-place or a lockout scenario where we secure the campus, school is able to proceed as normal, we direct the kids inside the building, that may have been appropriate. But again, we knew that we were dealing with a suspected toy gun here.
Horsley says they did have one parent question the decision. He also says he's grateful for Granite Police's quick action because even though it was a toy gun, he says they take these things very seriously. He did not, though, know what charges would be filed. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 303, the State Board of Education is addressing the confusion over how to inform students about a bill that requires them to use the bathroom of the gender they were assigned at birth. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the update on this developing story.
This comes after pushback at the Salt Lake City School District, where school leaders had originally been asked to give presentations to K through 12 students on which bathrooms they should be using. Some, including other districts, believe public presentations were not appropriate and students who were impacted should be talked with on an individual basis. The state board put out a statement this morning saying the districts were not given any guidance from them or the state legislature on how to implement the bill.
The statement went on to say the districts were left to decide for themselves how best to communicate the requirements listed in the bill. More than 27,000 people applied for the Utah Fits All Voucher Scholarship Program. Only 10,000 students will ultimately get it. Director of the Utah Education Fits All nonprofit, Robin Bagley, says while 37% of the students won't get a scholarship, the demand is heartening.
We're confident that this demonstration of demand by parents will encourage our legislative body to continue to increase that program to meet the demand.
Utah Education Fits All is not directly associated with the Utah Fits All Voucher Program and is not involved in the scholarship decision-making process. Our top national story, the first witness in former President Trump's hush money trial was back on the stand today. David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, told prosecutors that he would squash any negative stories about the former president. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
He walked the jury through the first time that he ever caught and killed a story for Donald Trump. It was in late 2015, and it was a doorman who worked at Trump Tower was shopping a false story that Donald Trump had fathered an illegitimate child with a maid at Trump Tower. And you sort of see Donald Trump's face, his head is shaking as he's sitting at the defense table when Pecker first says what that allegation is.
Court will resume Thursday morning. Maryland's governor says four commercial channels in the Port of Baltimore are expected to open by the end of the week.
Three of these channels are already open, one with a controlling depth of 11 feet, one with a controlling depth of 10 feet, one with a controlling depth of 20 feet.
Governor Wes Moore says $9 million in state support has been approved to help 1,500 people whose jobs were affected by the Key Bridge collapse. Google has fired over 50 employees for protesting the company's business with Israel. The source of contention is Project Nimbus, a cloud computing software that Google sells to the Israeli government. Google's CEO has spoken out against the protests, saying that he wants no politics in the workplace. After Google's mass firing, many were left wondering, what are workers' rights?
If you're working there and you protest it, you can expect that there would be some level of retribution from your employer saying, look, you know, you're not following our company's policies and procedures. Maybe you have your friends or someone else protest, but if you do it yourself, you're probably going to be in their crosshairs of their HR department, and you're probably going to lose your job.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis tells Dave and Dujanovic, you have to know what your employer's rules are before taking any action. KSL News Time 3:05, and here's First Look Traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We already have a couple of problems. A hazmat situation in Holiday, 6200 South, 2300 East. And then we also have a crash downtown, just happened, 7th East at 6th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, Jeff tells us how his life is like a nursery rhyme. Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News is next.